Nolte, Elizabeth Warren endorses Graham Nazi tattoo plattener in Senate race. By John Nolte on March 19, 2026. When given the choice between a sitting governor and a guy who sported a Nazi tattoo for decades, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, decided to endorse the Nazi tattoo. On Thursday, Warren announced her endorsement of Graham Plattner over Maine's sitting Democrat governor, Janet Mills, in this fall's upcoming primary to decide which of the two Democrats will face Maine's incumbent Republican Senator Susan Collins. Graham Plattner is going to flip Maine and then actually deliver change for working people in the Senate, she said. He's a combat veteran, an oyster farmer, and has inspired people with his populist agenda for a government on the side of working families, not the billionaires and giant corporations. Warren ended her statement with this: Graham will fight every single day to make life better for the people of Maine in the United States Senate. I'm proud to endorse him. Three other U.S. senators have backed the guy with the Nazi tattoo in this race: Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, Ruben Gallego, Diaz, and Martin Heinrich, DNM. That's four for the Nazi tattoo. Meanwhile, Governor Mills has only earned the endorsement of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV. So, it's 4-2 in favor of the Nazi tattoo. For years, Plattner ran around with an SS death head tattoo. The SS, Schutzstaffel, was the Nazi unit primarily responsible for the murder of 6 million Jews. Graham Plattner has also retweeted a Holocaust denier. As a U.S. Senate candidate, Plattner also sat down with an anti-Semitic podcaster, a guy who's so warped he believes the Jews killed John F. Kennedy. While I certainly hope Plattner loses the general election, I'm thrilled that his campaign is going well enough to smoke out all these Democrats into surrendering whatever moral authority they might have had. Hey, you supported the guy with the Nazi tattoo, so shut up. Same with the corporate media that could have easily toxified Plattner as unelectable. But they, too, are okay with Nazi tattoos, so they can never say another word to us about anything again. Democrats and the media are playing checkers without thinking through the long-term implications of their support for this guy, and I'm fine with that, more than fine with it.